Blackstone presents High Water by T.J. Brereton. This book is read by Andrew Garman. Dedication. For my son Jude, your kindness and decency are angelic. Part 1. Visitors. Spring 2009. Chapter 1. Elizabeth sat in the Adirondack chair behind the house and watched the dusk creep over the pond. She drew her blanket closer as the evening chill settled in. While she watched the silver surface of the water, she stroked the locket that hung around her neck. Something didn't feel right. It was different from the usual sense of dread that she carried with her. This was new. As she waited for the loon to resurface, the one she thought of as Guy Loon, she realized what was troubling her. The pond was high. After a long moment, the loon broke the surface, reappearing out in the middle of the water. There it floated beneath the moon, and Elizabeth felt a little better. It was spring anyway, and while she wasn't a native of the mountains, she assumed there was some logic to ponds, lakes, and rivers being higher in the spring. The winter built a snowpack in the forest, which melted down from the peaks and formed freshets of icy water this time of year. Considering herself consoled, she turned and reached for the wine glass beside her. Her finger knocked the glass and it nearly toppled over. She quickly steadied it by gripping the stem and saw that the wine was gone. She decided to go back into the house for one more glass before turning in for the night. Elizabeth stood and took a moment to fold the woolen blanket. Somewhere in her mind, she knew this was an act ingrained in her by her mother, but she let it be. As she folded the blanket and placed it on the footrest, she glanced out at the pond one more time. Her loon was there. Guy Loon had drifted further away, almost to the far shore, a couple hundred yards from her. As she watched, he skimmed along the silky, dark surface. The feeling of dread returned, slipping over her like a shroud. She walked up the path to the house, watching the field stones beneath her feet. She thought of Jared. Jared was always saying how he was going to rip up the field stones and set the path with a fancier white stone. Jared had big plans for the house. She lifted her head to look at it. The place was more like a camp than anything else. The screen wrapping the porch was overstretched and bulged in places.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?